why don't we begin with prayer and ask God to lead us tonight and this wonderful service. Father, we are grateful, Lord, that you are here with us. And Lord God, you are for us. I'm so thankful, Lord, that on days that I just feel like everything's against me, Lord, that's one thing I can know for without a shadow of a doubt. Lord, you are for me. You are for all of us succeeding in the will of God. And tonight, Lord, as we meet to talk about the Dominican Republic, I pray that you would be for us tonight in a special way. I pray your presence would be made known. I pray that hearts would be encouraged. Lord, we'll be talking with Brother Eric and Holly Johnson there in the DR. I pray that that phone call will work out clearly. I do pray for Brother Jeff as he will be sharing our theme verse for the trip, and Brother Josh as he gives testimony. And I just pray all these things would glorify you, Lord Jesus. And God, we're praying that you'd give us a great burden for the Johnson family and for the work that's going on there. Dear missionaries, we've been supporting now for years, and now we get an opportunity to actually go and set feet upon the ground to where they're laboring day in and day out. What a privilege, Father, that you are opening up this door for us. And I pray that you would give great guidance and great favor as we seek to honor you even tonight. Lead us now, we do ask and pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Well, we're going to, here in just a moment, we're going to actually talk with Brother Eric, hopefully if everything works out. But while we're getting him ready for the phone call, we'll go ahead and try to give him a call up. We're trying Facebook Live is what we're going to attempt. Skype didn't work out, but and we don't have Apple products back there. We have a PC, and I know some of you are saying, well, there's your problem. But we are going to try to connect with him and just talk with him here in just a minute. We'll get him up on the screen. But let me introduce the team to you. We only have one member missing tonight, I'm pretty sure. God has put together five people for this missions trip. Now, I'll be honest with you, at the beginning stages, I was expecting, I'm talking about beginning stage, I was expecting a bigger team. But, you know, God knows best, does he not? And he knew, even before we knew we were going to the DR, that it was just going to be five people going on this trip. Due to scheduling conflict and different things, there was no problems. It was just the way the calendar fell. And we have just surrendered that to the Lord, and we're excited what God has done. We are going July the 9th through the 16th. It's on your church calendar, so you'll be seeing that and praying for us. And tonight, this is our objective tonight. I know you've been hearing about the trip, but tonight, I'm hoping that God would give you a burden for this trip as well. That you might labor together with us in prayer. That you too might catch the vision that God has given us for this trip. And as we talk to Eric and those, and as we hear the testimonies and Brother Jeff, and so I'm praying that God would do something in special in our midst. But let me introduce the team. Joshua Seymour, would you stand, brother? And Jeff and Vanetta Davis, if you would stand. And then I'm going, and Brother Jake Stringer, who's working tonight at the fire department, is going also. So you guys may be seated. Thank you. God has put this team together, and we're just going to rejoice and enjoy every moment of it. Well, it's good to see everybody tonight. I do need to apologize. Boy, it seems like I probably should have maybe had some coffee out tonight, you know. I give it out for 10 weeks and then boom, just cut it off. It's like, where'd the coffee go? So we'll have to see about getting that out every once in a while. But as hot as it's getting, we need iced coffee, don't we? Yeah, amen. Well, we'll just have to see about that. Well, what I'd like to do is we're going to have Brother Jeff in just a minute. He's going to come and share our theme verse. Brother Jeff Davis, Jeff and Vanetta are, of course, going. I asked a while back, the Lord laid on my heart, to ask Jeff to
co-lead this trip. And so I'm really trying to hand off some responsibility to Jeff, and I want to do that with other men in the church, because what I would like to do is to allow men in the church to lead these trips. And I may be able to go along, but I believe that that's part of my responsibility is to train others to do the work of the ministry. And so I'm thankful that Brother Jeff said absolutely when I asked about this months ago. And he said, Brother, I'd be glad to do that. So we're sort of co-leading this together, but I asked Brother Jeff to come up with a theme verse for this trip. And that would encourage us. And I'd like, Brother Jeff, if you would come and share with us what the verse that God's put on your heart for the team and for this trip. And I appreciate you doing that. And I appreciate you helping lead this trip, brother. Thank you, Brother Jeff.
Well, I got to go on the missions trip that we sponsored and took last year. We went to Nova Scotia, and that was a blessing. It was a lot different than probably what our typical missions trip is going to be like, because everything in Nova Scotia was very similar to what it is here. There were a few oddities and things that were different, but gas station down the store, hardware store down the street, you know, paved roads, everything was very similar and very, very much like being at home. We spoke English. There were a few words that were a little bit funny, but, you know, basically, it was just like being here and speaking with people around here. They were very friendly and very open, and it was a good beginner trip for us, because we all got our feet wet, those of us that went, and learned a little bit without having to be thrown in the deep end. But I feel like going to the DR, we're going to get a little bit more experience as going to the mission field. I know Miss Debbie and them have done several trips to the DR, and they can give us a lot of pointers, I'm sure. But the people there speak another language, largely. And so for us, that's a big barrier and something we'll have to deal with. But at the same time, what is really important to us is that they need Christ. They are people who are lost in their sins, just like we were lost in ours before we accepted Christ. And
that's right.
If we can see them as needing Christ, and that's the whole reason we're going, then that is the whole purpose for the trip. And when the pastor asked me to get a verse together for the trip, have you looked at how thick the Bible is? And picking a verse out of the Bible is kind of difficult to do. And so there were number of different things that came to mind. And so Vanetta and I were sitting down at in the evening together looking at what verses would be a good verse. And she mentioned doing a verse regarding light, because, you know, the gospel is a light to our souls.
Amen.
And without the light of Christ, we'd still be in darkness. And, you know, the people that we're going to see are largely in darkness. And so we want to shine God's light. And I was going through looking at verses that had the word light in them. And there are a lot of them in the Bible. And it's really neat study to go through. But the one that stuck out to me didn't really focus on the word light. It just has the word light in it. But Acts 13, verse 47 is our verse, but I'm going to go back to verse 46 and read it as well. Paul and Barnabas were preaching and talking to a large group, and verse 46 says, "Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, 'It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you,'" speaking to the Jews. It was necessary that the Jews first got the gospel. They were God's chosen people. "But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles." And that's where we get in. I don't know of anybody in here that is a full-blooded Jew. So to my knowledge, every single one of us are Gentiles. And the people in the Dominican Republic, they're not the Jewish nation. They're also Gentiles. So 99% of the world, I would guess, is Gentiles versus the Jews who Christ actually came to. So that's the little comma where we get in on salvation and on the gospel. And then verse 47 says, "For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth." Well, the Dominican Republic's not the far end of the earth to us, but it's close. It's off of our continent and out of our country. So we're going to what you might say is the ends of the earth. And here, Paul and Barnabas were told that they were to be a light to the Gentiles. And if Christ is in us, we are to be a light to other Gentiles. And that opportunity is amazing. It's amazing here. We have the opportunity here, and we should take it as a heavy responsibility here to share God's word. But going to another nation, to somebody that we don't know, don't speak their language, and having the opportunity to help present the gospel to them, they don't have the opportunities that we have around here. So it's wonderful, but it's also a burden, and it's something that we need to look at with our eyes open and say, these people need the gospel. Paul and Barnabas were talking to these Jews saying, well, you didn't accept Christ, or largely your nation didn't accept Christ, so now everybody else gets to accept him, gets the opportunity. And I'll read verse 47 again. "For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth." And probably the biggest word in there to me is salvation, because I was lost in my sins and Christ saved me. Because of that, now we have the opportunity to share the same light, that same salvation with others. And so you guys pray for us as we go to the Dominican Republic. It'll be a neat experience for us, but we hope to be a blessing. We hope to see souls saved, and we ask that you'll pray to that end.
That's exactly right. And if you keep following that passage in verse 49, "And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region." And we need to pray, and I ask you, church, to pray for us that as we go and do that VBS and help with that church plant, that this will empower their efforts to spread the word of God throughout their region. And, you know, it's a 5-man team, but hey, little as much, when God is in it. And, so we're thankful. Thank you, Brother Jeff, for sharing that. And, now I'd like to ask Brother Josh Seymour, if you would come. I've asked Brother Josh to share some things about the island and, some different aspects just to kind of give you an idea of where we're going and what's there. And so Brother Joshua, you come, and, so thankful God has opened up this door for him to come and to join this team.
Thank you, Brother Joshua. Appreciate it, brother.
Well, the Dominican Republic occupies about 2/3 of the tropical island. It's about 2 hours flight south of Florida or Miami. And the other portion would be occupied by Haiti. And of these two countries, if you're looking at them just as Americans would typically look at them economically, Haiti is much worse off. And a lot of them are trying to get over into the Dominican Republic. And, surprisingly, Puerto Rico's economy has been experiencing some turmoil. And there's a lot of folks in certain enterprises and businesses trying to get over into the Dominican Republic right now. So though the standard of living has been typically lower than many of the countries in the region, it has improved over the last few years. Right now, their tourism industry is coming up, so they have about 5 million visitors a year. And that has brought a little bit of affluence, which typically you would think would, you know, become a stumbling block for the gospel. But missionaries there are saying, because religious freedom is total, you have total freedom to choose how you want to, you know, pick a religion, follow God, worship in your own way. Since they have that total freedom, with the economy growing, there's actually been a openness and even eagerness towards the gospel. And this is according to missionaries on the ground. So we praise the Lord for that. About 97% of the Dominican Republic would put down on paper if they were, you know, how you go in the hospital, you go somewhere and they ask you, what is your religious affiliation? 97% of them would write down Roman Catholic. But many of them are losing faith in that, in the priesthood, obviously with a lot of the things going on, the religious indifference. A lot of the younger generation are starting to move away from that. So there's open doors there, and I think we'll hopefully see that when we go down there. I will throw out a couple of things here. This is just maybe a fun fact or two because of our VBS being Major League Baseball themed. About 11%, a couple years ago, I think it was 2014, 11% of all MLB players were actually from the Dominican Republic. And the game is actually, they like to say that it started there. It didn't quite start there. It started in Cuba. American soldiers kind of introduced the game. The game ended up really taking off, and they had some major leagues set up in the Dominican Republic. So baseball is a really, really big deal there. And so I did send an email to Eric earlier in the week, and I asked him, I said, hey, is there any specific, you know, team or paraphernalia that we need to bring for this baseball theme? And he sent back, says, no, they like anything. So they, you know, for little kids, that's a big deal. The believe it or not, the Major League Baseball Association actually has a major office in the Dominican Republic, as well as all 30 ball clubs. So each ball club actually has an academy in the DR. So baseball is a really big, big deal down there. So as we start talking about that in the next few weeks, I think we're going to try to let the church help us take some of that stuff down there. I plan to pack very light so I can put ball gloves, hats, whatever y'all are willing to help us with, and whatever I can go to Walmart and pick up. We'll just stuff it in there and we'll make sure I have a, you know, washing machine somewhere. I can survive on a couple outfits. So the Johnsons, a couple of things going on down there. You heard him talk about the three church plants, and the newest one is the church that we'll be in doing the Vacation Bible School. And I think it's doing very well. I think their attendance is over 100 now, and they also have a Haitian church because of the Haitians that are coming over trying to find more job opportunities. They actually are also involved with the Haitian church. I don't know if we'll get to participate in that at all, but we are looking forward to helping them however we can. And, you know, they have a Bible Institute, and they're asking us to pray that the men would continue to grow in that. A couple of things as far as myself going. When the opportunity came to go to the Dominican Republic, I felt the Lord prompting me on this. And I have to admit, though, that since I made that decision, I think probably January or February, and I told you, that there's a few times I've waffled. I've questioned my reasons for doing that. But I will tell you, I do hope that going on this trip will awaken and embolden my heart for the gospel. Because there's one thing that can happen to us here in the States because of the way our culture is set up. We can get into the grind of life, and that can affect a little bit of everything in our life, family, how we serve in the church, our jobs. And, you know, as we've talked about the gospel, we've worked with our growth teams over the last couple of years. I've known that I have a need in my life to have an emphasis personally to go and tell the gospel of the good news. And I'm praying that God would allow this trip to help me in this way. I'm praying that it'll help me in my spiritual growth. For this short trip to take me out of my daily habits and the work grind, the comforts, all those things, I'm hoping that it will awaken my zeal for the gospel. And, you know, obviously I can give the gospel here in Athens, Georgia. There are more than ample opportunities. But sometimes I think, and I've never been on a mission trip like this, but I'm looking forward to this, and I'm hoping this is the case, just to get away from all those things, all those distractions, because ultimately this entire trip, every aspect of it will be about the gospel. With the Amen. Vacation Bible school, going, sharing testimonies, sitting in maybe on some of these Bible studies, being a part of the church, just to see a work where it is gospel focused.
Yes.
And then the other thing I'm looking forward to doing is interacting with the Johnson family. I actually knew Holly many years ago when she was here at this church when I first joined in 1997. So I knew her back in those days. And I'm going to enjoy just, you know, interacting with them and seeing a family that has sacrificed really all the comforts of the American culture. Obviously, they could have been very successful here. There's so many things they could have done, but they followed what God has called them to do. Amen. And there's blessing there. You just look at their newsletters, you're seeing just God blessing them and helping them as they reach out and continue more ministries and church plants. So looking forward to interacting with them. Please pray for us. We are excited about this opportunity. We look forward to really just being ambassadors for y'all, for this church, to represent you and what you and I do to support them and pray for them.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Josh. That shares a burden right there. You can tell, and I've noticed that in all the team members, Jeff and Vanetta, Josh and Jake, who couldn't be here tonight. I've sensed a real burden that God has given them for this trip. And it's just a blessing to be a part of it. And I believe it will be a great encouragement to the dear flock there in the church and the DR to hear testimonies from these folks that are going that are not necessarily full-time Christian service as a pastor or whatever the case may be. They're working, making a living in the secular field with construction, medical, first responders. They have those same professions there. And for those people to hear that God is doing a work here in their lives too, God's going to use that. And I hope that tonight has been a help in forming that burden. We're going to pray more about it. What we'll do is we'll get some prayer cards as well made up and printed, and we'll distribute those here in the next couple weeks as we get prepared. But let me just mention this while it's fresh on your minds. We'll get a reminder going in the bulletin, but it would be a huge blessing to our endeavor if you can bring in some anything related to baseball. Baseball caps, baseball gloves, batting gloves, anything of that nature that you think would be an encouragement. They're going to use them. I believe in some ways they're going to use them as for the VBS, but also I think they're going to use them as prizes for the kids, as gifts for the children. And boy, we would love just to take it. We got, like, brother, I agree with Brother Josh. All I need is a duffel bag for my stuff. But those two check-in bags, I'm hoping to put gospel tracts that Eric's already sent here. Four big boxes. We're going to take tracts there. But then also all these things that we can help these children, be an encouragement to them, we're going to pack them full. And so I hope you'll be praying about what you could bring, that you could give, that we could take to them when we go. And if you need any more details, let me know, and we'll try to make that available. We'll designate a place for you to turn them in, and that'll be good. Well, I want to go ahead and open some things up for prayer here, and then we'll definitely pray for this trip as well. And then I'm hoping that the Sunday before we'll really have a real special service that night, sort of a commissioning service for the team, and we'll get the church to surround us and pray over us as we get ready to go. But please be praying as we prepare these next few weeks. Vanetta will be helping directly with Holly, anywhere from preparing meals, but one of their main ministry is preparing crafts. Vanetta is in communication with Holly on that, and so she'll be helping, and of course we'll all be involved in some way or another. And we just ask that you pray that we'll prepare properly and our hearts will be ready for the Lord to use.